Dave Njoku left the only franchise he'd ever played for this spring, and the deal that moved him tells you the market's whole opinion. 1 year, up to $8 million, with under $1 million of it guaranteed. Tight end 24, pick 180. Is the fantasy market agreeing with the cash market? Both are pricing the same question. Which Njoku shows up in a new building?
The season, his last in Cleveland, 11 games by the stat rose. The reported count says 12. We speak the rose with 33 catches on 48 targets, a 69% catch rate for 293 yards and 4 touchdowns. 6.3 half PPR points a game, 25th among tight ends per game, 32nd in total. A knee injury in week 6 shadowed the year, and he missed the final 4 games, the club citing the knee plus personal issues per the injury reporting. A third of his points came from the touchdowns, and the tree had moved underneath him anyway. Harold Fannin's 107 targets more than doubled Njoku's 48.
The career peaked precisely when this price needs it to have plateaued. 10.0 and 10.6 points a game in 23 and 24, 81 catches for 882 in the big year, before last season 6-3, 9 seasons in Cleveland. The good version is 2 years old, not 5.
The pattern beat tight end targets per game is the position's stickiest stat, 0.72 and 0.80 across the two eras, N of 251 and 238, and it cuts against him here. Last year's 4.4 a game is what stickiness projects, and that volume produced TE25. The touchdown math is the soft spot. 4 scores on 48 targets carried a third of the value, and no touchdown rate on that volume is load-bearing. No fade cohort governs tight ends, so we say it as arithmetic, not as a pattern.
Muffed! The situation is a compliments job on a contender. His Browns contract voided in February, the market let him sit for 3 months. The Chargers signed him May 11th. 1 year, reported up to $8 million, guarantee under $1 million, per ESPN. In the Beat's July consensus, per roundtable gives second-year Aaron Gadsden the inside track on the top job, with Njoku as the 12th personnel partner. The offense is new too. Jim Harbaugh dismissed Greg Roman after the 16-3 wildcard loss to New England and installed Mike McDaniel as coordinator in late January, per the team site. A scheme the Beat expects to feature tight end receiving. Justin Herbert throws it. McConkey, Quinton Johnston, and Trey Harris hold the receiver room. Cleveland, for its part, moved on to Harold Fannin, 11-6 team 7th seed a year ago.
The price? TE24 at pick 180 for last season's per game TE25, the market at its most literal. The slots going rate was 7.0 a game, he produced 6.3. The gap is one knee shadowed season wide. Our verdict? No call. The price is the down year plus a shrug, and the guarantee in his own contract is the same shrug in cash. The honest caveat runs both directions. A 23 or 24 style season in a McDaniel offense makes TE24 a two-tier discount, and the path to it runs directly through a younger teammate the coaching staff already likes better. That's not a knock, it's the depth chart.
Watch the August alignment battle with Gadsden, first team snaps, and who detaches to the slot in the red zone rotation, because 4 touchdowns on this volume is a coin that flips yearly. The tape from 2 years ago argues the contract already voted. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.